We'll be turning your Bibles to Galatians 5. Galatians 5, I'll meet you there in just a moment. Galatians 5, we're going to introduce a principle tonight, then we'll make some application, and then we'll finally get to that passage in Galatians 5. But suppose for a moment that I have a piece of fruit. Suppose it's an orange. I have an orange, and I squeeze this orange. What is going to come out? Not a trick question. Juice? What kind of juice? Orange juice? Why will orange juice come out of this orange? Not because it's an orange, because that's what's inside the fruit. That's what's inside the fruit, so therefore that's going to come out of the orange. There's a fundamental principle of life that says that the best way to find out what something is made out of is to squeeze it. It's to compress it. It's to put it under pressure, to stress it, and then to see what happens. Application applies in engineering. You want to know how strong a material is. You test it. You put it under pressure. And then you can use that material depending on how strong it is. So you squeeze this orange. Orange juice comes out because that's what's inside. Whenever you squeeze a Christian, what comes out? Whenever I'm squeezed, whenever I'm stressed, whenever I'm compressed by the things of this world, what comes out of me? What's the result? What's the product? What is seen in my life as a result of that pressure? Because the world is determined to squeeze us, isn't it? Jesus, this is a common theme throughout His ministry. He said in Luke 21, verse 17, that we would be hated by all men for His name's sake. Matthew 5, verses 11 and 12, we should expect to be persecuted because we're Christians. He even goes so far in John 16, verses 1 through 3 to say that whoever kills you thinks that he will be doing God service. So we have pressure coming from the world, but then also we have just pressure in general. Time and chance happen to all men. There's just fundamental aspect of life that life is going to be stressful at times. Things aren't always going to go my way. So the question we want to consider this evening is, whenever that stress and that pressure comes, how do I respond? What comes out of me? What is seen in my life? When the kids are being super annoying, do I lose my temper? That's between you and the Lord, brother. If someone runs me off the road when I'm trying to pull onto the loop, do I use profanity? If someone else gets a promotion that I was supposed to get, that I was in line to get, do I allow myself to become bitter or to resent that person? When I'm called on the carpet for doing something I wasn't supposed to, do I become deceitful? When stress gets too much for me and I'm looking for a coping mechanism, do I look for comfort at the bottom of a shot glass? Do I look for pleasure in the arms of someone that isn't my spouse? When I'm put under pressure, when I'm squeezed, what comes out of me? Let's read Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. I'll be reading from the King James Version. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. You know what discipleship is? When I decide to become a disciple of Jesus Christ, and I take up that mantle, I become a champion for His cause, if you will, what I've essentially claimed is I've emptied myself of me. And I filled myself with something else. And that's exactly what Christianity is. Christianity is the process of me getting the world out and replacing it with God's qualities. Because it's no longer about me. It's no longer about what I think or what I want or what I desire. It's all about what God wants for me. And the closer I draw to the Lord each day as I mature in my relationship with Jesus, every day that we do that, ultimately what we're saying is a little bit more of God, a little bit less of me. So that way when I'm stressed, I have so much of God in me that these things will come out. So therefore I don't use profanity anymore, but I'm gentle and I have self-control. I don't lose my temper anymore because again, I have self-control. I don't lie. I don't become deceitful anymore because, again, I have self-control. I'm patient. I'm meek. I'm gentle. So when the world squeezes us, what comes out? What's seen in my life? What is the product of stress? Hopefully it's these things. We find in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, that on the judgment day, God will reveal what is in every man's heart. So you can lie to everyone around you. I can deceive my spouse. I can deceive my friends and my family. They may never see the true me, but eventually it's going to be revealed. Eventually everyone will know me for who I truly am, because that's what God has promised to do. Every man will be judged according to the deeds that he has done, whether good or evil. So the question is, what is inside my heart? What's there? Because eventually it will be revealed. I can only be cleansed. That heart can only be made pure again by contacting the blood of Jesus through faith and obedience. If I'm going to come to Christ, I have to come to Him on His terms. heard a quote this week. I think it was Brian that said it, which when you hear the quote, you won't be surprised. It goes something like, facts don't care about your feelings, is something along those lines. And essentially that sounds harsh, but that's the nature of truth, isn't it? That's the nature of truth, is truth doesn't bend to my opinions. It doesn't bend to my feelings. It doesn't depend to how I want truth to be. Truth is truth. It's concrete. It stays the same. So therefore, if I'm going to come to God, if I'm going to find cleansing, and I'm going to empty myself and fill myself with these attributes that we've seen, I have to come to Him on His terms. It demands that I hear the Word of God preached, that I come face to face with His standard, and then I compare myself to it. And whenever we compare ourselves to His standard, no matter how long we've been in the church, we'll always find room to grow. So we hear, we believe the things that we've heard. Not only that God exists, but that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I'm willing to repent of my sins. Those things in my life that, you know, I need to fix this, I need to fix this. Those things that I don't quite match up to His standard. Those things inside of me that need to be replaced. I repent of those. It's not just a feeling sorry. It's a godly sorrow. A godly sorrow that says I want to change and I want to do better in the future. I'm not going to do this anymore because I understand the consequences of my sin. If I'm willing to do those things and confess that Jesus Christ is in fact the Son of God and be baptized for the remission of my sins, then I can come into contact with that blood. That blood will give me a fresh start. I'll be able to face God again and to come into His presence as His child. We ask that if you have a need this evening, that you make it known and that we each strive each day to have a clean heart. Please come as we stand and as we sing.